Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
Today's episode of the Talk Nats podcast is brought to you by SeatGeek. Take $20 off your first ticket purchase when you use the promo code MINUTECAST at SeatGeek.com. That's go to SeatGeek.com. Enter the promo code MINUTECAST at SeatGeek.com. Yes, that works for Nationals tickets and your opportunity to see James Wood play for the Nats. The Nationals didn't get the result that they were looking for, but we had a great opportunity to see James Wood playing on the big team. I'll discuss next on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. Hello and welcome in to this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at TalkNats. And the best way that you can help grow this show is to subscribe to the Talk Nats podcast on your podcatcher of choice. Give it a 5-star rating. I sure would appreciate it. So in this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, we talk about the much anticipated debut of James Wood under the big lights on the Nationals. And there was so much enthusiasm. The fans were going crazy for his first at bat. Would he do something crazy and hit a home run? Well, he didn't do that, but he got on base. And so much excitement. There's so much enthusiasm in this young kid. I am so excited to see what he will bring to this team in the long term. Nationals Park was electric as fans eagerly awaited his first appearance in a Washington Nationals uniform. Amidst the palpable excitement, the Nationals faced off against the New York Mets in a game that culminated in a 9-7 victory for the Mets. Not the result that we were looking for. I think all things considered, Mackenzie Gore pitched a good game. He got himself into some jams, but he also found a way to get out of those jams. And what was the Achilles heel of this team yet again? The bullpen. Now, to be an accurate assessor of things, the bullpen hasn't been horrible this year, but it hasn't been great either. And the bullpen was the demise of the Nationals yet again. Throughout the game, all eyes were on Wood as he made his presence felt on the field. Despite the outcome, his performance generated significant attention and excitement from the crowd of 26,719 at Nationals Park. Wood's potential was evident as he reached base three times, showcasing his offensive prowess and contributing to the team's efforts. And that's what we're talking about, is these steps of growth from these young players. In the game, you also saw C.J. Abrams play a good game, all things considered, even though he had an error on the field there, or the ball got between his legs there. And K-Bear Ruiz, these promising pieces of the future is what is exciting. Wood's impact on the game was palpable as he demonstrated his skill and composure under pressure. His efforts to help the team win were commendable, and his performance was met with enthusiastic support from the fans in attendance. However, the Nationals' struggle to drive in runs persisted, highlighted their ongoing challenges in key moments of the game. That was the frustrating part. Mackenzie Gore did his part. The Bats showed up early. They weren't able to maintain a lead against the Mets, which, as we know, aren't the best team in the world. All right, so coming up here after the break, we'll talk about what went wrong in the game and what they need to work on in the future. I'll discuss straight ahead. BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right all the way to the top fights in the UFC and boxing, every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head over to our online casino and get in. On a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, that's promo code BLEAV, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online, the game starts here. All right, welcome back into this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. In this episode, I wish I could tell you about a great performance from James Wood. I wish I could tell you about a great performance where the Nationals won. And it was almost to that point. Mackenzie Gore didn't really want to leave the game. You could tell Davey Martinez. And if you could read the mouth of Mackenzie Gore, what he was saying was, I got this. But he pulled the ball from him. And, well, the Nats folded shortly thereafter. The matchup between the Nationals and Mets unfolded with dramatic twists and turns, keeping fans on the edge of their seats. The Nationals initially took a lead, only to allow the Mets to pull ahead, setting the stage for a back-and-forth battle on the field. Despite a late rally that tied the game at 3-3, the Nationals ultimately fell short in extra innings as the Mets secured a decisive lead with a 6-run top of the 10th. That was the thing, you know, as a moment watching the game, I thought maybe there was the chance they could get back into this one. We know that historically the Mets bullpen also hasn't been that great, but it wasn't to be. Indeed, the game was a roller coaster of emotions for the passionate fans in attendance. The atmosphere at Nats Park was charged with anticipation, and the crowd support for Wood was unwavering throughout the game. That's what it was all about. I mean, the win and loss was important, but ultimately I wanted to see what James Wood could do against major league pitching. As the innings unfolded, the fans' fervor and enthusiasm painted a vivid picture of the excitement surrounding Wood's debut and the impact he had on the team, despite the ultimate outcome. And, you know, all things considered, I think the Nats played well for a majority of the game. I know it was a back and forth, but every game is going to have some pushback. I mean, that's just the nature of things. So in conclusion, although the game resulted in a loss for the Nats, James Wood's debut was a bright spot in the midst of a thrilling matchup. His performance captivated the crowd, and the atmosphere at Nats Park exemplified the support of this future star. And this was on par, if not more, than what we saw for Juan Soto. Nationals fans, we are so excited to see what James Wood has in the long term. And a lot of excitement about what will be. One of the things that I noticed about James Wood is he is a very tall man and a bit lumbering when he's running around the bases there and in the outfield. But my big concern is, based on the fact that he was coming off an injury, is that he plays it maybe a little bit more safe now. We want to keep him as safe as we possibly can. I could think of no worst case scenario for the Nationals right now than to see him slide into a base and get injured or dive for a ball. We want to almost wrap this guy in bubble wrap, as he is a key piece of the Nationals' future. But we got a sneak peek, got a chance to see him yesterday, and there was a lot of excitement. That was one of the things. I cover the Capitals for Locked On, and I was covering free agency, but in the back of my mind the whole time I was thinking, I cannot wait till the game later in the day to see what James Wood has. Is he going to live up to potential? Oftentimes these guys kill it in minor league ball. Sometimes they kill it in spring training. Can he live up to the hype? And I'm going to go ahead and say he did that. Would it have been better if he would have hit it out of the park and hit a home run? Well, of course. But when you listen to players, and they talk about what's at stake at your very first major league at bat. Especially when you're a player of that caliber, there is immense stress on you. There is a lot of pressure to perform. We're hyped about it, but could you imagine what was going on in James Woodhead when he's at his first at-bat? Kind of a quiet guy, all things considered, seems to be kind of a humble, quiet guy. Not a very verbose, cocky, over-the-top kind of player. And it had to be difficult for him because the worst thing for him, of course, would have been striking out, something of that nature. But all things considered, to put a bow on that game in his first major league debut, I thought he played as well as expected. There are things that could have been better. There are things that could have been far worse. But this is a part of the bigger puzzle. The next thing is, you know, when we know this thing is fully engaged is when we see James Wood, Dylan Cruz, you see Brady House in there. Those are the moments that you know this team is turning the page. As of right now, there still are a lot of veterans, a lot of players that are stopgap measures. But when we look to the future, Abrams, K-Bear Ruiz, you take a look at Jacob Young. And I think that oftentimes Jacob Young is one of the players that isn't spoke of as much because he wasn't a part of that big puzzle. But a very dynamic player, plays the field well, a lot of speed. Nationals fans, there is a lot to be excited about this team. And we saw just a glimpse of it last night. As he gets more reps at bat, facing major league pitching, I think the sky is the limit. And I know I talk about him quite often on this podcast, but to be honest with you, the Nationals have wandered out into the wilderness for the last few years here. Juan Soto got dealt out of here, and that was my lowest point almost recently here as a Nationals fan. So there's been moments before, but that was rock bottom for me. But to being able to see big picture, and I remember when that happened and I saw the huge haul that the Nationals got in return, it was hard to see this whole thing come to fruition, but it's finally doing that we if you look to the horizon, there are better days ahead for the Nationals. I think they can be contenders in years to come. And with these pieces, the pitching staff coming together, there is a lot to be hyped about. If you take a look at Josiah Gray and Cade Cavalli and all the future pitchers that'll join this team, you take a look at Jake Irvin. Mitchell Parker has been pretty good, all things told, that things are going well. The areas of concern, of course, big picture is the bullpen. I think that is something that needs to be addressed. I still think that there is some tweaking that needs to take place. But all things considered, I think the Nationals played well. I think James Wood played well in his first game. And when I say the Nationals played well, that's despite a loss. I think it was a back and forth that ultimately just didn't go the Nationals' way. But an exciting thing for the Nationals, as we finally got a chance to see James Wood on the big stage, I'm already hyped for the next game. Listen, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. And I'll talk to you again next time.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.